2018 regular commissioner's court, and happy new year to the ones that are here. This is an open meeting. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, roll call. Commissioner Precinct 1 won't be here till maybe about 10:30. Commissioner Precinct 2 I think he's absent. He won't be here at all. And go ahead, sir.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner Precinct 4.
Imelda Barrera, Brooks County Judge, along with the County Auditor's Office and the County Clerk's Office. Let us begin with public comments at this time. Any public comments? None? Okay, let's move along to agenda item 2, approve of regular and special commissioner's court minutes, December 12, 2017, and December 22, 2017. Any questions on those?
No, ma'am.
All right, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second?
Aye.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Approval of bills, claims, and payroll.
Should have those in front of you. There's nothing out of the ordinary. I just wanted to call your attention to, on the second page, there is a City of Falfurrias for $9,048, and that is your contribution for the EOC.
Okay.
And that's it. Total bills and claims. Last page is $73,573.99 for the month.
The Culligan, is that the water we get, or is it Everest? What water? Mm-hmm. On page 2. The gel, that's yeah. The gel? Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, any questions?
No, Judge.
All right. Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second?
Right here.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Approval of line item 5, approval of auditor's monthly report.
Okay, should also have that. So we have revenues for health use sales tax, $19,328.92. That's down from prior months. New employees, we have Savannah Garcia, hired 1122. Juan Salmiento, hired 1218. Resigned, we have Luis Rodriguez, resigned 1211. Michael Cates, resigned 1214. And Enrique Ruiz, terminated 12-7.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second?
Right.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. All in favor, aye. Okay. Line item 4, approval of treasurer's monthly report.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, we have JP, this is money collections for December 2017. JP 1, $13,993.70. JP 2, $137,553.33. JP 3, $59,940.08. JP 4, $14,483.40. County Clerk, $4,039. District Clerk, $2,791. Tax Assessor and Collector, $391,401.25 for a total collection of $624,141.76. The distribution of monies as follows. The General Fund is $390,432.52. Road and Bridge, $90,980.56. Certificate of Obligation Interest and Sinking, $23,547.81. Series 2011, $6,469.74. Series 2013, $20,436.60. State fee, $77,101.82. Record preservation, $713. Courthouse Security Fund, $3,533.80. Code and Traffic, $2,750.10. Law Library, $245. Justice Court Technology, $3,519. Delinquent fees, $4,386.81. Delinquent fee, appellate judicial, $25, and that equals once again to $624,141.76. Other monies received, other under state fee transfer, $36,658.20. GAO County Share, $4,800, for a total of $41,458.20. The health use sales tax was $19,328.92. Under the certificate of deposits, we have 5 CDs under the general fund in the amount of $1.5 million. And under the road and bridge, we have a CD the amount of $350,000. And under the health use sales tax fund, we have a CD of $127,508.69.
Any questions?
No, Judge.
All right. Thank you. Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second.
Favor.
Second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. The county foreman's report, he came in and y'all should have that.
Yes.
If there's no questions on that, let's go ahead. I know it's feeling a little bit under the weather. Let's go ahead and approve that.
We can approve that, sir.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. All right. Line item 7, approve tax assessor collector chief deputy's monthly report.
Okay. I have the monthly dispersed totals for December. Total county road and bridge ad valorem tax is $356,289.80. Total farm to market remittance, $35,111.45. Attorney's fees, $2,403.97. Interest is $449.12. And then we have an NSF fee of $30. And the total county remittance is $391,401.25. And then on the next, on the TC 168, it shows a balance of the uncollected taxes. It's $1,365,921.13. And our total collection right now is 64.36%.
I guess it's been a cold, bad winter. Maybe people aren't getting out. I don't know. Mm. Okay. Any questions?
No, Judge, not at all.
All right. With that being said, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second.
No, Judge.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay, approval of monthly reports by the Justice of the Peace Precinct 1 through 4. Is anybody here? Ms. Donnelly? I'm sorry. Judge Donnelly? Thank you for coming, ma'am.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to
morning,
you.
Morning.
Okay. Let me start with for the month of October, I had $88,322.55. Highway Patrol, $137. CVE, $55. Constable, $2. Sheriff's, $192. Dispositions prior to trial, $254. Then I had driver safety course, $18. Deferred disposition, $10. Proof of financial responsibility, $1. Magistrate, $5. Okay, that one's October. November, we had $89,157.58. We had Highway Patrol, $141, CVE, $37, Constable, $2, Sheriff's was $176, Parks and Wild, $2, Disposition prior to trial, $244. We had Driver Safety Course, $18, Deferred Disposition, $6. Proof of financial responsibility, no magistrate, no claims. Okay, for January, $59,940.08. Highway Patrol, $174. CVE, $17. Constable Department, $1. Sheriff, $73. Parks and Wildlife, $4. Disposition prior to trial, $173. Driver safety course, 26, deferred disposition, 8, financial responsibility, 2, and magistrate, 4. Now, the ones for January were lower, and I think that it could have been because of all the days that we were off. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Any questions?
No.
Thank
all right.
you. We have a motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second.
Right.
Just for the other ones we'll take it up with them. They need to be here to report there. That's what we have. I understand, but if they collect the money by statute 114.003, they have to come into report. Mm-hmm. Anyone that collects money has to make a report to Commissioner's Court. Well, that's your report. They collect money. It comes to them. It doesn't go to you, right? Okay, but do they pay it to you? Okay. So anyone that is collecting money has to report it. Okay, where was I?
Motion
to approve the John Lee's report. Reports from October through November.
Right.
And probably December too, right?
Sure, as far as January.
Yeah. All right. Motion by Martinez, second.
Right.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 9, discuss and approve increasing the travel reimbursement rate from 53.5 cents to 54.5 cents as per the rate set by the Texas Comptroller, submitted by the county auditor. An increase? Okay. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second.
Right here, Judge. I have one question.
Okay.
I know that it went up to 54 point some cents. How about the per diem? The per diem went up as well, or just the state mileage that? Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
All right. favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 10, that's discuss, consider, and act on approving contract renewal BIS. That's the Commissioner's Court Recording System contract. The contract is from 2/10/18 to 2/9/19. And that's what you use, Mr. Vice Director. Any questions on that? The BIS, line item 9? I hear consensus, Dell. Oh, line item 10, sorry. No questions? All right.
No judges.
All right. Do you have a motion to approve?
I got with Missy already.
Motion. Okay.
Motion by Olivares, second.
Right here, Judge.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Judge, you want to come up and do your report? Okay. Let's go back to line item 8. Judge Adela Quintanilla, JP1 is here.
Okay, I have the October, November, and December. Okay, in October, the new cases filed were 64, Highway Patrol 15, Constable Department 2, Sheriff's Office 43, disposition prior to trial 93, number of complaints to the judge about 10, small claims 3, evictions 1, and arrest warrants were 2, bond condition was 1, felonies in class A, B, misdemeanor 12, magistrations 12, inquest 1, after driver safety course 3, after deferred disposition 3, and after proof of financial responsibility, too, the total revenue was $15,294.54. And then for the November was new cases filed 153, Highway Patrol tickets were 40, constables 1, sheriffs 104, disposition prior to trial 67, complaints to judge 6, after proof of financial disposition were 4, small claims 7, evictions 1, and no bond conditions, felonies and class A misdemeanor 3, magistrations 3, and the collection was $14,541.82. And then for the December report was new cases filed 98, DPS tickets were 16, constables 2, sheriff's department 77, parks and wildlife 2, disposition prior to trial 56, number of complaints were 10, class dismissed, cases dismissed was 1, driver safety course 2, small claims 1, bond conditions 10, arrest warrants were 2, felonies and class A and B misdemeanor 29, registrations 29, and the revenue collection was $14,058.96.
Thank you, ma'am. Motion to approve, Judge Quintanilla's. Monthly reports from November through December, correct?
October through October December.
Through December. Motion?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second?
Right here.
Second by Martinez, all in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you, ma'am, for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Line item 11, discuss and approve line item transfer of $600 from 0125051250. Repair, is Esparza here? Oh, yeah. Repairs and maintenance building to 012-50512-5550 out of county travel.
Commissioners, good morning.
Good morning.
This was just a line item transfer to cover some out of county.
To cover what?
to cover some out-of-county travel expenses.
Okay. Do you have a motion to approve?
Please.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. All right. Let's go to line item 14. Discuss, consider, approve RFP for EMS contract. And I was looking at that, and I had just submitted to the newspaper for the legal section the request for proposals due January, which is 10 days. I believe it's January the 25th. So that's going to come out of the newspaper. The specifications should be picked up at my office before then so they could know. So then I get this, which throws everything out of what I just submitted to the newspaper. So we need to be on the same page. Somebody, there's a big miscommunication here. And also, you know, proposals submitted to the Brooks County judge without me knowing. I think, I don't know, it was you, Commissioner Martinez, and Commissioner Garza that submitted this. This is also the same request for proposals that went out that EMS, that AirMed is already doing. So my question to you all is, do you all want to continue with what I submitted, or do you want to do this? Because there's a process. We have to submit it legal, to the legals. The legals come in with specifications. They come in and pick up all the specifications that we want for an ambulance service. After we get a committee together to see what Brooks County is needing, which that's another line item that I have to nominate, emergency management committee, so we can do this, put this together, and complete this.
Just let's recess and let's wait for Ms. Garza.
So you can't answer this one? You submitted?
No, let's wait for Ms. Garza.
Well, let's move on to the other ones then. I'm not going to recess.
As the courtesy that we do to other commissioners, let's just respect her. So she's here.
Oh, she's here?
Yes, yeah.
We're doing line item 14. It is 922. Drops it in my office.
Item 14.
Louis, please come here. Oh, my office. The drawer that's on the left hand side. When I said there's some problems, the whole bag. Bring them so you can please. You need something to soothe your throat. All right, line item 14. Discuss, consider, and approve RFP for EMS contract. What I was saying, and we're waiting for you, Ms. Garza.
Okay.
Is that I had already submitted this week. It'll be come out of this week's paper for the legals in reference, under the legal advertisement in reference to requests for proposals for emergency medical services. I think they're due by the 23rd, 25th, somewhere around there. And specifications for this should be picked up at my office. So I don't know how this came about, service beginning date, and I don't understand. I don't know how y'all put it together without informing me that, you know, this was going to be done. I think I need to know what's going on. So that's why I had put in line item, 12, nominate and approve committee members for this, for the RFP, so that we could sit down and discuss what we needed as far as an ambulance service is concerned. And this RFP is the same RFP what they're working under, AirMed. So if we want to improve on what you've been complaining about, we really need to sit down and discuss something before it's My name goes on it, and before you all set dates. I don't know what y'all want to do with that. Do you all want to pass this?
No, we're not.
And then nominate and approve?
No, we're not going to pass it.
I suggest my name be, because I already submitted to the newspaper. The newspaper, you know, is sending that, is, has this with a different date.
Do you have the email that you send it to the newspaper?
Of course I do. Why would I not?
Because I know that the court, I wasn't here when the court gave you the authority for you to advertise and put it in the paper, and nothing was done.
Well,
so
it's on, if you buy the newspaper, it's on this week. So
I know it's been a while back.
Well, it's
that it was
done.
Not in the paper.
The court also did not give anyone the authority to submit. The court did not give anyone the authority to submit this without, with my name on it, with a different date. You should have gone with me.
They didn't give you the authority for you to do the advertisement? And
yes, I said, okay. I would take care of it. It's so, on the, it's in the newspaper.
But why did it take you so long to put it in?
Because I have a lot of work to do. And
but,
I did it. It's
but
done.
This is high priority. I mean, yes, this is priority.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But it's done, and you have to go through the legal. I mean, I don't know. It's a, you can do whatever you want, but I suggest my name be taken out of this. Do the committee, from the committee, say this is what we're looking for. Do the request. Have them pick it up at my office, and they can submit it. Wouldn't that be the most proper way to do this?
This is the same one, Judge.
Same one. But if we're talking about EMS and we're talking about improvement, and I think y'all wanted MICU unit and all that, we need to include that. We can't get that without sitting down as a committee and say we're looking for this and submit the same proposal from last time, because this is what we've been complaining about. So my suggestion, my recommendation is to let's follow the legal way that I did it. I will send you all the copy of the email that I sent to
But did you send the email to us as soon as you did that? No.
Well, you all didn't contact me either, so it works
well,
both
see,
ways.
Well, see, there it is. Thank
it
you.
It works
see?
Both ways, sir.
I mean, we're
well, because
trying
you knew that out of my office it would be taken care of. So there shouldn't be. When I say it's going to be taken care of, it'll
you know,
be taken
Judge,
care of.
Why are we going to argue for something that is not even worth arguing about? Let's just move forward and let's just get it done.
Yes, but we need to
you
do
know?
It the correct way.
Well, there's
we
nothing
need...
wrong with this, what myself and Ms. Commissioner Garza did.
Yes, but it's the same proposal. We need to revamp it. In order to improve it, we need to revamp it and submit other things that you know, the county needs. It's the same one.
I know what the county needs.
Okay, but
they need service.
Okay, but, sir, we cannot use this proposal.
Why not? Because it wasn't done by you?
No.
Okay.
You're just throwing selfish.
No. Explain
it
to
wasn't
us.
Done because we're looking at, we wanted an MICU unit. Okay, there were certain things we needed that are not on here. We have the same time span. Everything's the same.
Except for the MICU.
Brush up, baby. Love you.
On the proposal that was proposed the last time around,
mm-hmm.
It does request for MICU units.
Okay, and the time?
And it has the time zones that
okay.
were requested
but
anywhere.
They're the same, right?
They're pretty much the same. The only difference on this proposal is that we, in introduction on page 4, all they added was that the county will provide for the building, the maintenance, all the utilities for the building, and then this part of the dispatching fees.
So what's the difference between this one and the first one?
Just that.
What?
The changing of adding it in, because it wasn't in the first proposal to include the building, the maintenance, the electrical utilities and stuff like that. That was not in the first RFP. It's in this RFP.
Uh-huh.
Was there anything else that was missing?
Well, the only thing, We talked about times, right?
Right.
We have been discussing the time.
Uh-huh.
So I think that if we want to touch on that, we need to change the time.
Okay. So what we did on this one, this proposal, is we took the contract times that are already in the present contract at this time, and we moved them over so they would be a little bit more in detail. We are also working on a mapping in a grid system that will say, okay, this is zone one and have a map for that area, zone two and have a map for that area, and so on down the line with each of the zones. Now, I agree with you on the committee, okay? Mm-hmm. I think the committee should take that and tear it apart in more detail so that we can be all on the same sheet of music, okay? So as far as the RFP that's coming out in this week's paper, what was it that was proposed, or what is it exactly that the SUP?
This is, I was set out to do a task.
Mm-hmm.
Get a committee together. That's why I have it on the agenda.
Okay.
Get a committee together. Mm-hmm. Together we dissect it. Okay, what do we need?
Exactly.
Okay. All mm-hmm. right. So after the committee is formed, you know, which would be today, we'd start working on it mm-hmm. as soon as possible. 10 days from the date that I submitted to the legals in that newspaper should be enough time
to put the RFP together. Okay.
They come in for the specifications. We put out a date on when we're going
to
get them.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, that's like the most.
I agree with you.
Okay. The correct way to do it. Mm-hmm. Instead of bringing me something with dates and already ready to go, we have, how are we going to notify these people after the fact? But we need a committee to, you know, get together. But, I mean, if you all want to do it like this, or do you all want to go with what I submitted to the newspaper, it'll still be within 10 days.
Yes.
Okay? Sooner than this.
Pretty much.
Yes.
I mean, the only thing that, I would assume that the committee would get stats and numbers so they could look at the number of calls. If it could be broken out by zones, which I don't know if
they can't do that, like they're using grid amount. To how many calls in zone one, how many calls in zone two. So
we have two zip codes that we can break those apart.
Encino, right? Encino and Thel.
Okay. I would go that way, guys. I mean, that's up to you all. But I think to form the committee, revamp it, and still come back within the same time frame.
The time frame is the same. It's already out in the mm-hmm. newspaper. If you pick it up today, you'll find it there in the legal. You know, we can form the committee today, mm-hmm. start working it as soon as tomorrow, and we have the specifications ready for them to be picked up at my office.
And the day for pickup would be?
Huh?
What day did you propose?
On the 23rd, I believe.
23rd or
yes,
25th
I would hope
of this
that
month.
We would get it done as soon as possible tomorrow, mm-hmm. By Friday, have them ready, because people will get the newspaper today, tomorrow. Wednesday, Thursday,
today's
Friday.
Thursday, yeah.
So by next week, we could start receiving if we could do it already.
Okay.
I'm looking
That's
for that.
That's pretty much close to the same time frame that we have now, because there was a buffer zone of a month in there, all of February,
uh-huh.
to sit and work and play with it and look at the figures.
And on your breakout, Mr. De Los Santos, can you do the breakout by Caramix? You know, how many for private pays, how many insurance, how many Medicare, how many Medicaid?
I'm not sure on that.
Okay. But you could give us a number count of total number of calls in a year.
Okay.
Yeah, it came out to like 1,700, 1,800 per month. Per year, I'm sorry. But yeah, I remember the 5,000. But was that for a one-year period, or is that for the three-year period? Okay. Well, it would go to the judge and then to the committee.
Yeah. Let me read the legal that we send out. Request for proposals for Brooks County for emergency medical ambulance service specifications can be picked up at the Brooks County judge's office at our address. All proposals are to be received at the same address no later than January 22nd, 2018. It is to be submitted to CHIA, mm-hmm. and I'm hoping that
University.
Okay.
Okay?
So
I mean, if you're okay with that.
I mean, the proposal basically, they're going to pick it up during that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So they have time to
I'm
do
hoping, the, yes. I'm hoping they get, we sit down and work on the specifications.
Yes, ma'am.
So that we, they can come pick it up by next week.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what I was going to. Well, I don't know. We have. I went to this one first. We're going to sit out. Well, we're going to do the committee today. The legals have already. I already sent it out to the legal department. Legal department. Legal advertisement for. That's legal. That's you. Legals at the newspaper to be back on the 22nd, 23rd. So once we make that committee, then we can dissect this and be ready to go.
And just pass on the that particular.
Pass on. Yes.
Yeah.
So let's pass on 14. Let's go back to
so
the committee.
So you're going to forward your email that you sent to?
Let me do it right now.
Yeah.
I have it right here.
Thank you. Thank you, Bobby.
Hold on 2 minutes.
I don't know.
What I have at work. I have a. Do you need some mask? Yes.
There you got it.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Hmm? Do you have a motion to pass on line item 14?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares. Second.
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. That is line item 12. Nominate and approve. Committee members to serve on the Emergency Medical Service Committee.
Judge, can we each nominate one?
Yes, ma'am. I figured that we should have at least
five
would be enough.
Podemos a David sin cabezao.
Okay,
good.
Oh, he nominates himself, great.
Andale.
Okay. Mande? You nominate you?
You nominate him.
What do you have on?
Ana Maria Garcia or and David? I'll nominate
both of them.
David and I'll nominate her.
I don't have anybody.
Vargas?
I'll nominate Mr. Mr. Chief over there.
Who, ma'am?
Ruben.
Ruben, I can't think of your name. Tony? My commissioner?
Diana de Leon.
Anyone else? I will nominate myself.
Okay.
That's five. We have David T., attorney, which is good. Ana Maria Garcia, Ruben Ramirez, the chief, Ana Zedek, administrator. Diana de Leon, EMS, right? It used to be EMS?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And myself. Do we need anyone else? What about a doctor?
I'm sorry?
What about a doctor? Maybe Dr. Lozano, Dr. Levine, Dr. Lozano? Make sure he says yes. We'll put two doctors just in case.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So let's go with Dr. Levine then. También? So we need a doctor. Norma Shackle? You're talking about Norma Shackle? Okay. She would be good. Anyone else? Norma Shackle? How about...
Someone from the public?
Mary Villarreal would be good.
Yeah, she'd be good one.
The chief of Southern Brooks? Pedro?
Pedro.
We have eight so far.
maybe another person from the community. How about Mr. Hassel sitting over there by himself? Huh? Okay. So we have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. That's a good committee. All right. How about TJ? Lindan Hassel, David T. Garcia, Ana Maria Garcia, Ruben Ramirez, Diana De Leon, myself, Norma Shackle, Mary Villarreal, Pedro Rodriguez. Are we okay with that?
How many are there, Judge?
10.
There's too many.
In case someone decides not to.
Yeah, there's too many.
No. Let's just keep this. If someone decides not to be there, and everybody has time.
There's too many.
Mm-hmm. I think 10 is great.
Yeah, no. That's too many.
Okay, so who do you want to nominate?
Just cut it down to five.
We can't without putting some. We can't.
Ana
Maria, David T. Diana. Diana, have you talked to Diana?
I haven't talked to Diana.
Tony.
I did.
You did? She's the chief, sir.
There's been definitely someone in the medical field, mm-hmm. and we. Definitely someone yeah. as an emergency responder. So it would be either Ruben or Pedro.
Let me get someone from my precinct, crush Hassel out because he's in the ballot. So let me get someone else.
He's not elected yet, so
I know. But either way, let's be fair. So let me get someone else. But total five people. Just five.
Five.
Yeah.
Five is not enough.
Let's do it five. Or seven, the most. That's it. I was thinking more than five people. That's enough. No more than 10. Come on.
It's a lot of work. Have you seen the proposal?
My understanding, August Petroli did it, and the city manager back then, them two, and I guess you.
These proposals are already written. All they did was cut a base.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, me too.
You know, so total of five, that's it.
Okay, so who do you want?
The first.
David, the Anna, first Ruben, Diana, and myself?
Yes. That's it.
And we need a citizen, Mary.
We need someone from the public.
Well, Mary?
The medical field.
Mary.
Well, Mary Solis?
That's six.
There it is.
I think our committee was about six members the last time. No,
we need a doctor, an Indian.
If you can get a doctor, get someone from from the outside.
Was Ms. Shackle from the outside?
You know.
She doesn't practice here.
Who's that?
Norma Shackle is not from.
It's fine with me.
Okay, so we're still at seven.
That's it.
Okay, so it'd be David T. Garcia, Ana Maria Garcia. Ruben Ramirez, Diana De Leon, 1, 2, 3, 4. Myself, that's five. Seven, Ms. Norma Shackle. And Ms. Villarreal, Mary Villarreal. I think we need to name an alternate just in case one declines. Either one or two.
And I made Dr. Perez. She's in precinct two.
Dr. Perez from the school?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She has sometimes, she's good, but I know she's... her work is very, very demanding. And
well,
I don't think she would have time, but... let's pick two alternates. Commissioner, do you have someone from your precinct?
Socorro?
Socorro Science.
Socorro Science?
Yeah.
Should be on the alternate. Commissioner, do you have any more from your precinct? Oh, you've got Anna from your precinct.
Right? Yeah, I got Anna.
Sheriff. How about the sheriff?
It'd be a good one.
Put the sheriff in alternate. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So we have Mr. Garcia, Ana Maria Garcia, Ruben Ramirez, Diana De Leon, myself, Norma Shackle, and Ms. Villarreal, Mary Villarreal, and as alternates would be Sheriff Benny Martinez and Socorro Sainz. Do we agree on that?
And yeah. I forgot Dr. Perez.
Let's ask her first because I know, you know, she said I had her on my juvenile board.
Yeah, go ahead and just
Put
her
and
down.
That would be three alternates.
Yeah. Put her down and then I'll get back with you.
Also, we have to post it, correct? Do we would have to post it? We'd have to post the meeting? No? Okay. All right. Okay. We can do it Friday or tomorrow. I need to see my schedule. Tomorrow at 3? Can we get all these people together at 3? No, 30 is fine too. We don't have court tomorrow at 1:30. David. In the morning? We don't have juvenile court tomorrow? No? Tomorrow, 1:30. Tomorrow, 1:30 at the conference room downstairs.
Mm-hmm. 1:30.
Okay, inform the people that you nominated.
Okay.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Oh, wait a minute. Can you make a motion?
Yes, yes, yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. All right. You made a motion? Ms. Garza, sorry. Second by Tony. Oh, second by both of them. Okay, line item 13, discussion on the completion of hazard mitigation grant. I don't know if y'all remember this grant that was that we had 25% for Brooks County to pay 25% for this hazard mitigation grant. Well, after a year of doing this and submitting the plans, it's been everything is okay, good to go. And also, we put in probably about $15,338.14 of in-kind man-hours. So it'll be $1,000 and something that we have to put in from Brooks County. $1,000? Oh, you have it right? Okay. We put in $15,000. Our share would be $16,000. So because of in-kind man hours that we put planning and submitting on them, it would be the difference between $15,338.14 and $16,000. Yes, they're all submitted already to the state, and they've been approved. I know, right? Yes, ma'am. Everything's been approved, the plans, everything. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can get an extra. I have Chaya send them to you. Everything's been approved. So what Brooks County has to pay is just a difference, which is $1,200. No. Our share was $16,000, but we put in all those in-kind man hours, and it was myself, Chaya, the sheriff, Benny, fire chief, Espatza. Yes, ma'am. I will have Chaya send it to you. So everything's been done. It took a lot, but we did it. All right. Just to give you the highlights on that. All right. So that's just a discussion. Line item 15 to approve. Approve the correction of minutes of the following dates and agenda items to include the word on file. Words on file. September 19, 2017, line item 10, October 10, 2017, line item 25, October 20th, 2017, line item number 5. Motion.
Motion
by Garza, second.
Aye.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Motion to adjourn, line item 16.
Right here,
Jim. All right. Martinez, second by?
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you all for coming. Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am. It is 9:50.
¿Qué pasó con el...